Hey Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16 and Verse 58. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about our today's speaker, His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Raj Prabhuji, Dharmat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanav Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Here's a brief introduction for our very dear speaker today. His Grace, Shamik Rishi Prabhuji, is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada ji. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple and he made 3,000 temple units that serves as an altar in the villages. He also served as temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. He's known for his simplicity and humility, and also he's now an initiating guru in ISKCON, and we are very fortunate to have him on the call today. It's a very brief introduction, but he has many, many, many services, and we all love his classes. Over to you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji, for Shamik Rishi Prabhuji's introduction. Hare Krishna, Shamik Rishi Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I would like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Thanks all the Vaishnavas for giving me opportunity for speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. These are important verses that Chitraketu is meeting with the Supreme Lord, Sankarshan. Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Nirudha. So he's meeting with Sankarshan, and that is Lord Balram, we may say, and their discussion, it will be talking. But I will give a brief introduction to this topic. But before that, I will do some prayers. Om Agyante Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nikam Namsajivam Sadvaitam Savadukam Palijanas Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashyatya Deshatarine. So we have been hearing a long time about Maharaj Chitraketu and how he became a demon that will come in the next chapter. But we have been wandering in the material world for immeasurable time. Krishna means we are eternal. We are a spirit soul, eternal. We have neither birth nor death. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So, but according to our reactions of our fruitive activity, as Krishna has given some codes that we have to follow. But we don't follow that. We have desire, some separate from Krishna. And because of the desire, we get the resultant reaction. And it is the reaction that we are wandering in the material world, in various species of life, among trees, birds, beasts, etc., the human beings, demigod. So we are rotating through various bodies, but human body like is very, very special. And when you get the human body, it should be utilized exclusively for Krishna's purpose. In no other life that we can get to Krishna, even if it is a demigod body or we have gone on a higher planetary system or we become very rich, beautiful, whatever, we become very famous. So we cannot achieve or get Krishna consciousness, which is the result of engaging in devotional service. And which is only, it is the prerogative of the human life to develop Krishna consciousness only in this lifetime. So it is very, very important. So we feel distressed or we feel happy. This is just an illusion. It is like we have waking stage, then there is a dreaming stage, and there is a deep sleep. So in dreaming stage, we dream many things. So it is a night dream, many things that dream like a shade chili, I will become rich, I will have many things, I will get earn so much money, I will make this. So a shade chili makes, so we are also like shade chili, and a daydream also. So daydream, I will get education so much, I will become like a doctor, engineer, I will earn this much money, I will get such and such house. So many, many plans that we make. If plans become successful or not depends on the will of the Lord, or our previous, really it is our according to our previous karma. So rather than dreaming about all these things, it will come automatically. Krishna will present to you automatically as a gift. But Krishna is maintaining yoga kshemam vahami. He says that yoga and kshem, I will take care of that. So that is very much true. So does it mean one should not act? According to maintain the body and soul together, to take care of the family, one should. But it should be all dovetailed in Krishna consciousness. It should not be done independently, thinking that I am the doer, although Prakriti is doing. I will do this, it is mine, it is by my prerogative, it is by my labor, hard work that I have achieved this. And that thought should not come, me and mine. Me means my body, and mine means whatever related to the body, that is mine. And we just see localized, or my country, or my nation, or my universe, it is all selfish. So we should have activity or Krishna only. If Krishna is the root cause, if he is the root, then watering the root, everybody would be happy. Whatever philanthropic activity you want to do, you should do it according to please Krishna. If you could please Krishna, you are pleasing everybody. Even some may hate you, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, either he will become your friend or it won't have any adverse effect on you. So, like Bhuliya Tumhare, in Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing very nicely those days. Yeah, forgetting you, I have done all this and ultimately I got the kicks, either from my family, from my nation, or from whomever that you, your boss that you served very, very nicely, it won't help. So difference between worshipping the Lord and worshipping the demigod, like it is given in the initially, like in the beginning of the chapter, that whether there is a big difference. Demigods result is very impermanent. It may not be beneficial for it. It will get away, but we could get entangled in the whatever boons they give. And it would be very hard to get out of that. Just like Hiranyakashipu, he worshipped Brahmaji or Lord Shiva, giving 10 heads. Then he worshipped Lord Shiva and he pleased him, got a lot of boons. But his mind was so polluted, he brought Sita Devi and wanted to have a relation with her. And then whole dynasty was destroyed, finished. So one becomes a devotee. Devotee means devotion is only meant for Krishna, or Krishna's expansion, swamsatattva, not for demigods. So unless one becomes a devotee, one cannot understand the supreme personality of God. You have to become a devotee to know Krishna and our relationship with him. So we have to know sambandha, videya, and prayojan. So I will go on our first verse, and I will be ending this chapter. So there are several verses without any purport to that. So I was told to finish the chapter. So text number 58. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Labdeha Manushim Yonim Jnana Vijnana Sambhavam Atmanam Yona Buddheta. Apachit kshemam apnuyat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A human being can attain perfection in life as self-realization through the Vedic literature and its a practical application. Very nicely, we will go with each sentence that what Prabhupada means, perfection, attain perfection, means to establish in our self-realization, to understand like that in life by self-realization. So what is self-realization? To understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna, my only duty is to serve Krishna. So our sambandha, abhideya, prayojan has to be known by this. So that is perfection of life. That what is our, there are karma, there is material world. So what is Krishna, so many energies. So what is our relation with those energies? We are part of the, like a marginal energy. So, but what is our relation with the superior energy? What is our relation with the Prakriti or interior energy? So that is, if we know that I am the spirit soul, part of Krishna, meant to serve Krishna, then that is a self-realization. But it is in detail. So how we will understand that? By Vedic literature, by particularly the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and how to apply it in our life. Those teachings are there. That is Jnana Vijnana Samuktam, Jnana Vijnana Sambhavam. That is the second line. So Gyan and Vigyan. Knowledge should be there, but to apply that knowledge in our practical day-to-day life, that is Vigyan. So this is possible especially for a human being born in India, the land of piety. A man who obtains birth in such a convenient position but does not understand himself is unable to achieve the highest perfection, even if he is exalted to the life in the higher planetary system. So it's a very, very important saying, and we should really follow this. See, one who has taken birth in India, he has from very beginning that I am a spirit soul, part of Krishna. And it is because I get sick or diseased or certain problems are there, whether it is poverty or disfigurement or cancer or heart attack, it is because of my simple activity. I am not following my law. So law of karma, they know. There is a God that people born in India, practically 100%. They are not atheistic, but somehow because of the modern education, practically things are dwindling. Eating or killing some animal, it is sinful. Eating for our own test. When I went to US in 71, practically everybody was a meat eater. Everybody was smoking. All illicit relation, taking all intoxicants, very few percentage. Now that percentage increased because of the glorious Srila Prabhupada, that who has done this tremendous job of putting this in front of everybody and people in plane. There was so much is filled with the smoke when you go. Many people are smoking there and you get choked in that. Now they stopped in government building, but it was not there before. When I was traveling, they may have some separate seat, but whole plane would be filled up with the smoke. In eating also, in hotels, you cannot, people will laugh, oh, you are a vegetarian. How do you survive? How do you live? So there, I have no conception that there is other parts of the world who are vegetarian. There is enough protein and everything. Drinking and all these relations, you would be happy without all these artificial things. So life was very, very artificial and very depressing. But people would think in that way that unless I earn so much money, so there was the conception of dharma was there, religion and God we trust. But if you don't know God, how you could develop your relation or you could trust? And who is God? They have no relationship. Who am I? People may say that I am Atma or soul or Ruh. Those are conceptions are there. But what is the duty of the soul? Their thing is that, God is created and then he disappeared. And that's why all these sinful activity are happening. Or if you do some sinful activity, go to the church, confess there that, I have done such and such wrong. And they will say, okay, forgive, go ahead, don't do it again. But he starts doing it again. Because the teacher himself is all addicted to all these things, which children are doing. So how they could give instruction to their praja, to their people, for listening from this priest. So the land, India's land is piety. It was filled up. And it's still like, Shiva and Prabhupada, his father would invite many, at least 3-4 guests. He will say loudly, if there is anybody who is hungry, please come and take prasad. they will make, or rats and mice also, they will put some rice on the floor in a bowl. So every living being was sacred, and they were respecting their life. Not that killing, like beating to a dog or cat, or seeing people suffering, they will have compassion. Now that compassion is practically gone, and so they will invite, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, 500 years ago, or Mendicant, or six Goswamis, they will go door to door, bag, and practically nobody would refuse. Everybody would open door. Sadhu Baba has come, Baba has come. They will give some chapati or milk or whatever, buttermilk, they will give it. But nowadays, even to go there, they get out this Baba. Why you are here? Why you are wearing? Why you are strong and stout? Why don't you work very hard and earn your money, livelihood? So many things are like sometimes, but that should not be there. That is duty of the Grihastha to feed all other three, means brahmacharis, vanprasthis, sannyasis. That is their duty. And cows and everyone used to give so much milk and farm were producing nice food stuff without any GMOs or anything. I used to go travel with my father, sometime on the horseback, and the people would honor, they will give at least half a kilo of ghee even to put on the kishri. And my father would put some batis. And people were happy, happily giving to the animal, to yourself, to the guest. But nowadays, it's hard, you have to prepare so much. In olden days, when they were traveling, going to yatra, tirtha yatra, people don't have to prepare, just take a gamcha, some cloth to wear, and people would provide everything. They will give some food, but now you have to prepare what you will eat, where you will eat, where you will live, what you will do. So all these things have to be arranged, and you have to pack up such a big stuff and travel, but it was not there before. So the land, so one who has taken a birth, it is a very convenient life, convenient position to understand. And if we, but if we don't achieve that self, that is Atmaha, we are killing our soul. We are like a Dvipad Pashu, although it is our activity is animalistic, but we are Dvipad Pashu. So even if we get a higher position, like by our piety or something, you may go to Janlok, Taplok, but if you don't worship Krishna, if you don't, even in the Brahma Lok also, they are suffering that, oh, I'm not a devotee. So it's not that, but Bharat Bhumi is very, very special. There is happiness and distress. In happiness, you remember Krishna, na? If you are distressed, you still remember Krishna. So it is equal, but in other places, it is so much opulence, like people like Indians, when I went there, it may be like a heavenly planet. People were getting big, big cars, big salary. Even one could live nicely just in 5 or 10% of their income, whatever income is there, they could live and maintain the body. Now in India, other places for an ordinary man, they have to spend 50, 60, 70%, so much taxations and all these things. So, yeah. So it has been said that even if he's in exalted life in a higher planet system, but they have lost the human life. Their human life is gone, and then it will come by the arrangement of Krishna after many, many births. We have to wear so many different dresses or live in different houses. This is a rented house. The body, human body is a rented house. Another body is also a rented house. And you could be kicked out at any time. So Brahmanda Brahmetikon. So here, in the purport Srila Prabhupada is writing, this is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 941, Lord Chaitanya said, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manusha Janmayar Janma Sarthakari Karapakar. Everyone born in India, especially the human being, can achieve the supreme success through the Vedic literature, and it's a practical application in life when one is perfect. He can render a service for the self-realization of the entire human society. Service for self-realization means let others know what is self-realization, what is devotional service, how do you have relationship with the Supreme Lord. So you make your life perfect and the life of others, other human beings, that you make their life perfect. This is the best way to perform humanitarian work. humanitarian work is not only roti, kapda, makan, medicine, etc. that you have given, but he will become hungry again. You feed him for a few days, again. Then again you give him some water or give him some medicine. He will become sick again. So that is not permanent. It is very temporary patchwork. Patchwork means, see, you have wearing a cloth. Cloth has become old and old and old, and it tears out by itself. But then you sew it. You are sewing it to repair, but again it will tear somewhere else. So, and again you repair. How long? One time would come that you have to give and you have to get a new body. So same thing, that service to others, like other jiva, just by roti, kapda, makan is not enough. He will suffer again, and maybe at the end he becomes like, you feed him and he becomes very simple. I'm getting my food, all the requirement. Why I have to chant or why I have to do any devotional service? And he will become a debauchee and would become more and more sinful. So only for a Vaishnavas the charity should be there, and the real jiva daya is to turn him towards Krishna. So he don't have to take these bodies again and again, die again and again. So janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, that all could be finished in one stroke by taking to Krishna consciousness. There is no another way. Either is a human body or a lower planetary system or higher planetary system. Only human body, particularly these prerogatives are available there in India very easily. I was doing my residency. One old lady came and she had a big necrosis of her toes and layers of dead skin were there. I asked her, Ma, what happened? How does it happen? Oh, this is all because of my sinful activity. I have done something wrong in my previous life or this life, and I'm getting the resultant reaction. This skin is dead. Even if you cut it out, it is dead already. It is just sitting there. Some Vasudev Datta would put these maggots, crawling insects, in his body again. He had that of leprosy, and he would put those maggots on his body, that they will suffer. How much compassion that people have, or people used to have, but that is gone nowadays, and it is all because of, until like TV came in 66, 65, 66, people used to talk, they used to see Ramayana, used to do drama, Mahabharata, and play, and used to go to a temple. But rather than that, now they have all open. You just play gambling, you see the TV, and now in the TV, like people, if there's some sadhu would come, they will respect him. Okay, you come, take this, and they will talk to him or get real, some discussion. Later on, when the TV came, they will invite you, sit, some one person may go and sit and talk to him. People, whole family will talk to the sadhu, respect him. So they will reduce the volume and talk. Later on, even reducing the volume, and then they will put sign, no trespassing, or be aware of dog, and they would not even open the door. But that was not the same thing in previous time. So this way, the degradation started. Means it is there, but it's very swiftly this degradation is there. God knows what would happen at the end of the day. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that we can be saved if we just follow. At least things are there. Prabhupada has given us strict instruction what to do, how to follow, and how to do. So best humanitarian work is to spread Krishna consciousness. And they don't, in those days, I mean, I have seen so austere, so much. Even you have to bathe, you have to break the ice, like in New Vrindavan or Gita Nagari. And then underneath water is there. You take and then just take your bath, shivering. The houses were not very warm, or there may be sometimes they will put a fireplace, but it would be uneven, no air conditioner, sometimes no electricity. But they used to giving Prabhupada go to a young boy, like 17-year-old, go to Germany, Shivananda Sen, my good friend. But he was hardly 17-year-old. You go to Germany. And then he opened a center even in Germany. In London, people used to, like, they sent 3 family members to UK, and they used to live in such austere condition, like used to live in not only huts, but in the pipes or railway station. They will sleep open and open field, even with a child. Saraswati, so Mother Malati and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and how was their condition? Nowadays, by Parsiya Prabhupada, we have luxurious places, but our preaching has decreased as compared to before. Book distribution, preaching, changing the heart of people. So simplicity and devotional service, that is how people, they take it, and that could make them devotees. Even one person was, even if you, Prabhupada is saying that if I could turn one person into a devotee, my life is successful. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj also used to say. So humanitarian work is to give them Krishna consciousness. Name Ruchi, Jive Daya, or Vaishnava Seva. These three things are important. This next verse, verse number 59. And we will talk about compassion later on. Smratve hayam pariklesham tata palaviparyayam abhayam chapi ani hayam sankalpa dviram etat kavihi etat viramet kavihi sankalpad viramet kavihi. Remembering the great trouble found in the field of activities performed for productive results, and remembering how one receives the reverse of the results one desires, whether from material activity or from the productive activities recommended in the Vedic literature, an intelligent man should cease from the desire for productive actions, for by such endeavors one cannot achieve the ultimate goal of life. On the other hand, if one acts without desires for productive results, in other words, if one engages in devotional service activities, he can achieve the highest goal of life with freedom from miserable conditions. Considering this, one should cease from material desires. So this is all because of our illicit desires. Desire should be according to what Krishna wants. Desire is there, thinking, feeling, willing. So desires are there. You cannot kill the desire, that is part of the soul. But if you desire something to enjoy your own body or extreme,
akarma, karma, vitta,
and akarma. So you have all studied this, that karma is according to the Vedic literature that we perform or good activity, pious activity. Vikarma is illicit or other than pious activity against the Vedic literature. And akarma is you do activity or pleasing Krishna. He is the root cause of everything. And if he is pleased, then all the fruits, leaves, trees, branch, everybody will be happy. People think that if I help this man, he'll be happy. But ultimately, he will go down, and then without Krishna consciousness, that won't work. So it is very nicely written that how one receives the reverse of the result, that you work very hard activity. So there are two differences. A field of performance of the productive result, remembering how one receives, whether from material activity, actions are from the productive activity. Material actions means keep the body eating, sleeping, waiting, depending. That is material. But then productive activity, that you work, both ways there is a work is there, but for our that dharma, earth, kam, moksha. So dharma, earth, and kam. So according to the dharmic way that you do, you earn religiously, and then you could fulfill your desires. That is pious activity. Dharma is there, but nowadays people don't even know what dharma is. Savai punsham paro dharmo yato bhaktir alokshaje ahetuki apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhi. Ahetuki should not be for any hetu. It should be just to please Krishna, not for your own sense of jaya. Aprati, it should not be obstructed. It should not be interrupted, or it should not be just today and tomorrow you are not doing that. It should be continuously, that one should act for service to Krishna. Ahetuki, then your soul will be happy. So we have to please the soul and not please the body. Body is just an instrument to take the soul from one place to another. Ishwara sarvabhutanam hradeshya vinatishti brahmyan sarvabhutani yantrarunani. Just like a machine. Body is like a machine, and it is going from one place to another. But it is not, but we have to take care of the soul. I was on branch manager in Indore, and the lady was there, she was the man. I had some accountant discuss about Bhagavad Gita. I gave her Bhagavad Gita. And then I said that, talk a little bit that we are a spirit soul, not the body. And there are different activity to please the body, different activity to please the soul. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Thus he said, I have not done anything for my soul. I don't know that I am the soul. I have nothing. I have done so much for the body. Everything is done for the body, but nothing for the soul. And she said that I will practice now from today. I was just taking care of my family, doing that, my nice work. But that nice work, good work for the people is not enough. You have to please people. They think that jan seva, Ishwar seva. Yeah, Bhagwan ki seva, janta ki seva karoge. Don't you see people loitering on the street? Serve them. And that is, but no, Krishna is a separate person. We have to serve him. And he is cause of sarva karana karanam. He is cause of everything. And he can make everybody happy. Otherwise, you cannot make a happy to even an ant. Even you feed them, like you give some milk to the poison, to a snake, and he will bring poison, poisonous result. So anything that you are doing in this world is not a philanthropy activity. It is a soul-killing society. Soul is being killed by our activity, unless it is dovetailed with Krishna consciousness. Like you give prasad, but you give according to... So you do all this activity, but in reality, like you travel to holy dhams, you speak about Krishna, you smell about something and that is offered to Krishna, or food you eat nice palatable dishes, but you offer it to Krishna and then eat it. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was after sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Along with him there was Mukunda, Nityananda Prabhu and Chandrasekhar Acharya. These four people were there at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He did not even know where he is. He was walking. Then he asked one boy. So Nityananda Prabhu told him, cowherd boy, that tell that this is the side, different side. Go towards the Ganges. So the boy said that Vrindavan is this way, not the other way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Ganga side. But he thinks it is Yamuna. And he's taking bath, but now he has no other clothes, no dry clothes or anything. Then Nityananda Prabhu already sent somebody to Advaita Acharya, that please send dry clothes, separate clothing, and then come with a boat and ask Mataji, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, to come to Advaita Acharya's house and cook many, many preparations, because for 3 days he was completely in a without really knowing where he is, what he is doing, completely sold out, in ecstasy, you may say, without awareness of the surrounding. So then when Advaita Acharya comes with a boat, he says, Acharya, how come you are here? He says that wherever you are, I mean, so there is very nice talk, and somehow he persuades him that you were taken over. I thought that I took bath in Yamuna. He says that on the east, western side is Yamuna and Ganga is on the eastern side, and you have taken bath that is on the western side, so it is still Yamuna, and you come with me and Sachi Mata cook. So many, he said, you know, just eat some simple rice, and he puts 3 plates filled up to the hips. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that it is for offer to Vishnu, to Krishna. So he says that, okay, it is for Krishna, just give me in a separate plate. No, you sit here. With great argument, he asked them to sit there on the plate, and so he's eating. And then even if it is before it is half finished, he will put again more and request him in such a humble humble way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you have put that it is for service to so many people. He says that when you are in Jagannath Puri as Lord Jagannath, you used to have 56 rows, and every time that your mouth would never be empty. So why not you put it? It's just not even 1% of what you used to eat before, please eat. And Nityananda Prabhu was there now so little is left and you have not cooked, I'm not eating, I did not eat for 3 days. In a joking way, because Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram, he's like Advaita Acharya comes from him, Sadashiv and Mahavishnu comes from him, so that is both together. So when he eats, he says that I'm still hungry, and he takes rice and then throws it on the ground, and some pieces is stick to the body of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and he's just jumping in ecstasy. He is so much happy that now my life is successful. Now I have. So then in this way, people will be very, very happy, perform everything in Krishna consciousness. And so humanitarian activity and material activity. Material activity is just keeping like yavat jivet sukham jivet rinam tattva kratam pivet. Whatever the time that you are leaving, beg, borrow, steal, just enjoy. But this bhuti activity that you act for something, the dharma, come and fulfill your desire, but now dharma is gone. It's just by hook or crook you earn money and fulfill your material desire. Your desire that is kam vasana. It is not Krishna vasana. Nijin means when you fulfill the desire of Krishna, it is bhakti. When you fulfill the desire of bodily sense enjoyment, Krishnendriya priti vancha tar nam prem, Nijendriya priti vancha tar nama tar bale kam. So kam and there is a little bit difference, but the result is completely different. Both are working. So karmi have to work so hard with the Bombay and so much with the fill up with the trains and people, they were kicked out from their job, and people in the working in the coal mines have to do, they cannot see even the sunlight. So everywhere there is trouble. It's not that material activity is very, very nice. Unless you have done so much pious activity in the past, you get the result. But you get the results, but then again, when the result fight is finished, shene punne mrtyu lokavishanti. Even the demigod life, but you will fall down to the material world, and again you have to do your activity again. So if now you have human life, why not to take it seriously to Krishna consciousness? And just then Krishna is awaiting for you. So one may ask the question, if Krishna is the doer, he is doing, how he could see that we are all suffering? We are suffering. So a benevolent father would not see his children suffering. But it is a flickering. Our life in mortal world is a, because in the sojourn of our eternity, this is a very short time, and this is educational. We brought our misery because we desired something separate from Krishna. So if we have separate from Krishna, Krishna bhuliya jiv bhogavan chakre pache se maya japtya. So it is the maya, you see, but she is giving me the teaching that don't come in my chambuli. You will be suffering. So she is acting from behind as a shadow of Krishna to give us a lesson. This human life is it has been given to us as a reformatory. The prison house is a penitentiary reformatory to be reformed our, but people when they go, but prison houses, and they are set up in such a way that we don't get any lesson. If you are a thief, then we start keeping once we come out of the material world. If you are a murderer, we do that again. Because the desire to sin is not gone. But desire to sin is gone by Krishna consciousness. So if you become Krishna conscious, then we would not desire something separate from Krishna. So text number 40. So one should cease from material desires. So this is all because of the desire, illicit desire, to enjoy the senses. But so it is very nicely written. One engages in devotional activity, he can achieve the highest goal of life with freedom from miserable conditions. In material life, there is always condition. There is shreyas and prayas activity. Shreyas means which is ultimately good. Devotional service is a shreyas, but prayas is immediate gratification. Both are, there are activity, but you want to enjoy immediately, that is prayas. And long-term devotional service may be troublesome, but troublesome in the between, in the beginning. But ultimately the result is eternal, nectar. But once which is poisonous will become nectarian. I mean, it's difficult. And one which is nectarian will become opposite result, is poisonous at the end. You give milk to the snake, it will increase its venom. So, next text number 60. So, swaya dukkha mokshaya kurvate dampati kriyaha tato nivrattir apraptir dukkhasya cha sukhasya cha. As husband and wife, a man and woman plan together to attain happiness and decrease unhappiness, working jointly in many ways. But because their activities are full of desires, these activities are never a source of happiness, and they never diminish distress. On the contrary, they are a cause of great unhappiness. So this is about family life, whether you have a like you are getting together to perform a devotional activity, or you are performing together to enjoy the material world. Most of the people, they do not know that what way that one should conduct this family life, and they go enjoying, we will have children, we will have a big house. So your misery they increase. You work like a donkey, and Maithunaga, we are imprisoned in the activity of the Maithun, which a heavily living being has. So, and then, so miseries increase. You have to take care of children, their education, their grandchildren, their marriages, and so much and so forth. It goes on continuously without any stoppage until the death. Man would be worried about his family, his wife, his wealth, his house, whatever work he has done. And at the end, they will kick him out. When you are old, you cannot take care of it. You are gone. Go to the nursing homes. Go to some retirement, vriddhavastha homes. Even you become like a, say one man become a goat. He had a big merchant. Then he is a goat. He remembered, this is my house. So he put his mouth in the in some grains to eat some chana. And then his son beats him to almost to death and puts his mouth, his stick, his hand in the mouth of this goat, and takes out all whatever was there even in his mouth. So even a man like a Kailash, his story has been given, but we don't want to go to the spiritual world. We want to remain here. Such a flickering. Chappala sukhalava lagire bhaja vare mana shri nandanandana abhaya charanara vinda. We want abhaya, then we have to take the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhulya tumi Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very written very, very nicely that I got married and I thought this would give me very happiness. So, graha medhi and grahastha. So, if you are getting married to a devotee and then perform a devotional service like two tracks, and then both could support each other in their devotional life, but not as a graha medhi for sense enjoyment. That will destroy your human life. So, because the desires increase ever, you have one, then the low, aur kuch mil gaya, to log badhega. Agar aapko fulfill nahi hota, to krodh aayega. Is that you are living in ignorance and you are living in, so, our passion. So, we have to go rise above ignorance and passion to sattva-gun. And beyond sattva-gun is Vasudeva sattva. That is the devotional service. So that's what thinking of Krishna. So in the on the contrary, they are a cause of a great unhappiness. So next verse is 61 and 62. Evam viparyayam buddhva dranam vigyabhimaninam atma nashyagatim shukshmam sthanatraya vilakshanam drashta srutabhir matrabhir nirmuktah svena tejasa jnana vijnana santrapto madbhakta purusho bhavet. Translation. One should understand that the activities of persons who are proud of their material experience bring only results contradictory to those such persons conceive while awake, sleeping and deeply sleeping. One should further understand that the spirit soul, although very difficult for the materialist to perceive, is above all these conditions. And by the strength of one's discrimination, one should give up the desire for good results in the present life and in the next. Thus becoming experienced in transcendental knowledge, one should become mind experienced. So these are the instructions given to Maharaj Chitraketu by Sankarshan. Bhagavan Shankarshan, who is Balram himself, is instructing him how to do what one should do. So this is about that when, whether in sleeping, that you may think of contradictory to those persons who conceive awake are in the sleeping state. Sleeping means a deep sleep and dreaming state, deeply sleeping. And sleeping is dream state. So all these things, whatever you are thinking, daydream, night dream, it's all materialist, and it does not bring you any real happiness. And one has to become a devotee to understand that in Bhagavatam, that people, this in the day, they are thinking of making so many plans, spend their time in earning. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, that when you are Komarat, but you have to take this Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. You have wasted your life in childhood, in playing, then some schooling, then college, degree, then marriage and job. And so much, there is hardly any time. People always cry, oh, I don't have time to go to temple. I don't have time to study, means to read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or something like this. So they, and then old age comes, you are invalid, you cannot really do anything, even if you are retired. But those desires which were there, are those activities, they will haunt you. My brother-in-law's father-in-law was a gambler, and he will do share market man. So even at old age, he will remember, oh, this happened. He will shout and he would not know what he's doing, what he's talking about. Oh, it's a price, itna padega, ye hoga, grain, buy this, do this. So many things. So that's why gambling is prohibited. Why? Because it's mind boggling. You will all day, oh, this price will increase, this will decrease. I should buy gold or silver or put money in this money market or put money in the shares. And people are doing too much. So because their desires are unlimited, to fulfill the desire, they have to do all these activities. And so it's nicely, one should understand that the activities of persons who are proud of their material experience, they bring all about contradictory. You think you are doing it for happiness, you are marrying for happiness, but unhappiness will come. The wife will be contradictory. One man built a nice mansion where I was living in Carbondale. And then his wife, and just for the room, who takes what room and what office. And so they fought so much that they had to sold the house. Nobody lived there. It remained empty and they had to sell it. So such is the activity of the materialistic way of life. There is no relief from suffering. But the relief is in Krishna consciousness. It may not seem right away, the result of Krishna consciousness. But ultimately, it is prayers. Okay, you will see the result, not prayers. The result would be there, not immediately. So one should take to this Krishna consciousness. And so now, like Prabhupada, word of a heart for all of us. And he gave us this nice, in a nice plate that you take to this. And still, if you don't want to take it, what could be done? Atmaha. So next verse, 34 and, no, 63 and 64. And then we will... Oh, 65 also. Etavaneva manu jair yoganaya punya buddhivihi swartha sarvatmana geyo yat parat maika darshanam. Persons who try to reach the ultimate goal of life must expertly observe the Supreme Absolute Person and the living entity, who are one in quality, in their relationship is part and whole. Krishna is whole, and we are his part and parcel. Krishna is, we are infinite, and we are, means Anu and his Vibhu, infinitesimal. We are infinitesimal. He is infinite, we are infinitesimal. So it is, there is a relationship. Achinta Beda Ved Tattva. There were Advaitavad, Shuddhadvaitavad, then another like Ramanujacharya Shuddhadvaita. Then there is a Madhvacharya came, Dvaitavad, Shuddha Dvaitavad. But ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got Achinta Bheda and Bheda. We are with oneness and difference. And we are part of Krishna. We are very, very tiny. We are a drop in the ocean, and he is great. And we should, anything like either a soul or part has to serve the whole, and whole is Krishna. So it is, it's teaching by this Achinta Bheda Vedatva. One in quality. Quality wise, we are one, but his quantity wise is immensely great. So we have to relation as part and whole. So he is whole, but we are not a part, like a stone is broken with a cheni, sharp something, and then it is a little piece. We are not like this, and then the whole is gone. No. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnatmana, Udashyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishya. We are also complete. If we take to complete to Krishna consciousness, means it is all given, but we are not complete if we do whimsically according to our desire. But Krishna is complete, he's producing, he's maintaining, and he's annihilating, he's, all these things are happening. See, like I will give a little example. One Rajkumar, prince, he was nicely acting there. He was very sweet, very nice, very beautiful. But somehow, one day he gets sick and he got infested with a ghost. Ghost is reality. And then ghost, whatever, then he gave up. He was shouting, would not say his father a father, that you are not my father, he threw away many, many things. But is he still a Rajkumar or not? Is he still a Rajkumar? Is he still a prince? People would call him as a prince. But when his ghost buster came and get him out of this, then he does activity very, very nicely. He recognizes his father. He acts as a prince. So we have been haunted by a ghost. Everybody. Who is crazy? Everybody is crazy. But haunted by something, material desires, this material way, or by Sheikh Chilli mentality, or trying to enjoy, which is sometimes it is very difficult. It would not come. So why to hit our head something which is not going to produce any result of Krishna consciousness? Chewing the chew. Oh, jisme se rice nikal liye usko kutna aur kutte rehna ki mujhe kuch milega. We have done for our eating, sleeping, waiting, depending in all the lifetimes. And then we have expected that this will happen. Now in the human form, again we want the same. Eating, sophisticated, eating, sleeping, waiting, depending. But these are all, but we should do it in relation to Krishna. Everything could be Krishnaized. You eat, but Krishnaize it. Eat prasad. Sleep or with the dreaming of Krishna, think, reading about Krishna, mate, produce Krishna conscious children, you depend by depending on Krishna completely. He will put it to Maravya Rakubya Yogi Chukma. Arpilo Tua Bade Nanda Kishma. Surrendering to you. Asli Shiva Padaratam Tinaswama, Adarshanam Marmatam Kratuva, Yatha Kathava Lampato, Mata Prananath Saivanapa. You are my Prana. So that should be the mentality. In 8 nice verses of Sikshastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches everything so beautifully. So for this age, one should chant the holy name. So this is the instruction of Sankarshan. Bhagavad Gita is instruction of Krishna, where we will go more. And then you take from such a realized explanation, you take it from the Srila Prabhupada and his purpose. And then your life is successful. So no better truth. So this Krishna writing Prabhupada, goal of life must be expertly observed and supreme. Observe the supreme absolute person and living entity. There is a relationship that we are part of Krishna. And we have to serve the whole. This is natural. Like a hand and finger should serve the stomach. Put food and it would go in the stomach. Otherwise, just independently, hand cannot enjoy. Right? Neither it would be powerful or Shakti would not be there. So, this is the ultimate understanding of life. That life should be given.
Truth in this.
So text number 64 and 65. Okay. Tvametat Shraddhaya Rajan Na Pramato Vacho Mama Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Dara.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you're muted.
Okay. O king, if you accept this conclusion of mine, Sankarshan is saying to King Chitraketu, being unattached to material enjoyment, adhering to me with great faith, and thus becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge and its practical application in life, you will achieve the highest of perfection by attaining me. You will attain me, go back home, back to Godhead, and live with Krishna in loving devotional service. So this is what is the benefit of this thing? This that has been given, it is a conclusion of this, that these words. If you accept this conclusion of mine, you say, engage in loving devotional service, being unattached to material enjoyment, material enjoyment may come according to our past life or prarabdha, you will get the suffering comes automatically, the happiness comes automatically by its own account. Adhering to me with great faith means whatever Krishna has seen, we take, accept it as samambonam. And thus, becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge and its practical application in life, you will achieve the highest perfection by attaining me. The last verse, Sri Shuka Vacha Aswasya Bhagwan Nityam Chitraketum Jagat Guru Pashya Tasya Vishwatma Tadash Chantardade Hari. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued his narrating to Parikshit Maharaj. After thus instructing Chitraketu, when Sankarshan is addressing Chitraketu and assuring him of perfection in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Supreme, the spiritual master, the Supreme Soul, Sankarshan, disappeared from that place as Chitraketu looked down. Then, so this is he all achieved in very, very short time. And within 6 days, Chitraketu got, he realized, he got a plane, he was wandering, he developed love of Godhead. 6 months was taken by, like Dhruva Maharaj, learned in the womb. But Maharaj Chitraketu learned when he was almost very, very old. Then he realized when his son instructed him. So in Sar, at the first verse 58 that we wrote, especially in the land of India facilities, Vedic knowledge and its practical realization, Jnana Vijnana Sambhavam, in such a position, if one does not attain self-realization, it is not possible in another position other than as human life. And freedom through bhakti, remembering the great mystery in fruitive activities, which brings results opposite to those desired. Whatever we desire, like you want, I will become very rich, and we may become very poor. You may lose everything in gambling and all these things. By drinking, we will enjoy life, but there is no enjoy. There is so much suffering behind that. So knowing a fearless condition arising from action, free from desire, fearless one becomes when one is a devotee. God is, Krishna is there. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. A wise man should cease from mortal desires. You desire, but Krishna desires. A husband and wife work to get happiness and mitigate distress, but it never happens. They lived happily forever. That really never happens because they are full of desires. So one should have desire for Krishna, not for enjoying in the mortal world. One should become a devotee by understanding that karmas produce opposite results. So that is one reason for becoming a devotee, knowing that self-realization is beyond the wakeful dreaming and deep sleep states. Then the verse 62 teaches us freeing oneself from sense objects seen and heard by one's discrimination. So we should become free from these sense objects, whether we have seen it or we have heard about it, because there is no satiation, there is no satisfaction, and it will end and it will give you distress. Being satisfied with Vedic knowledge and practical application, the ultimate goal of human life is to attain love of Godhead. Humans, by their intelligence fixed in process of bhakti yoga, must understand, will all their efforts, the Lord and the Jiva, who are one in quality. Para Atma Eka Darshana. Achinta Bheda Veta. You will attain me, O King, by accepting my instruction. So we all, it is for us also. This instruction is not for Maharaj Chitraketu. They are all for us, and we will attain perfection. I accept my understanding, knowledge and realization. You will achieve me at the end of life. And that is the goal, to achieve back home, back to Godhead in loving devotional service. The Lord disappeared after this instruction, Chitraketu, the Supreme Lord, Sankarshan, he disappeared. So I will end here. It's, if you have any comments or questions, we can discuss. So this is the end of the chapter. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 6th canto, 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Kim Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. So, please unmute if there is any comments, questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
You could hear well.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji, very beautiful class. You know, in your class, honestly speaking, you know, once, you know.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Could you listen me, Prabhuji? Are you able to listen? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Are you able to hear us, Prabhu?
Yeah.
We can hear you, Prabhuji, yes.
Yes, Prabhuji. Okay. Hare Krishna. Now I'm happy that I could see you. I was just talking to myself without anybody hearing.
No, Prabhuji. Your class was amazing class. Okay. I was saying, first of all,
the speaker is not going on.
Oh, you can okay, fix now. It.
Yeah.
Is it okay now, Prabhuji?
It's okay.
Okay.
Did you hear everything was okay?
Yes, Prabhuji, it was very loud and clear. Very nice class, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class.
It's just a common thing.
No, Prabhuji. It was a very beautiful class. Actually, I was saying you, first of all, I was thanking you for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And second, I was saying, honestly speaking, like this is coming from heart, that, you know, after your class, I think even... if a person has a little bit consciousness of why he is here in this life, he will leave everything and go to Krishna consciousness. 100%, Prabhuji, 100%. It was such a beautiful class. Awesome. You know, you started with this shake chili thing, which I was laughing, you know, because many times so many people here are maybe they don't understand Hindi, but most of us, we do understand what shake chili is. And this is what we are, Prabhuji, you know. Most of us, at least me, when we are not Krishna conscious, we think, oh, I will do this, I will do that. And we want to, you know, be the king of the whole world in our young age. And then when you come to Krishna consciousness, you really understand the meaning of life. And you really understand that we were in a dreaming state, right? Where we were dreaming, we will do this, we will do that, and we will make this, and everything is mine. It was beautiful. The start was beautiful. I can relate it to me, actually. And then you talked about Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, and that's very beautiful, Prabhuji. We listen about it, and we certainly need to know that nothing is going to go with us but the love of Krishna, 100%. That was very beautiful. And then you talked about how about the Namiruchi, Jivadaya, and Vaishnava Sevan. That is very beautiful. In fact, when we do Vaishnava Seva, whenever we go to some, let's say, some ISKCON temple, and even if we devote 30 minutes, 40 minutes in kitchen or do some Seva, that gives us real satisfaction. The real happiness comes from there. Just serving... Serving our Vaishnavas or our ISKCON temple, it's very beautiful. For the sake of any temple, why not? Even a Hindu temple, you know, if we go there and we are doing some seva, Krishna seva, that is very, very peaceful. So, and the love of Krishna is what we need in our life. We all know, Prabhuji, everything that we have will go away. We all know that, like, we'll remain here. But we still work hard, as you said in your class, as a donkey. And that's true. And sometime, you know, maybe I'm still young and I really want to know how to stop this, you know, to think that I need to make more money for my kids. Because in the end of the day, if somebody says me, I can give you 2 chapati and just stay there, I might stay there. But then you think, you know, you do something for your kids. And you work hard and you think you're living for them, even though you know whatever will happen will happen with the will of Krishna. That's for sure. That's 100%. So how to stop thinking that, Prabhuji, that I need to do for my kids? How to stop thinking that?
A nice commentary and nice question. So Prabhu, we know that like Maharaj Chitrakatu, he had a son, he was poisoned. And then he was instructed by the son himself that I had many fathers, many mothers. And who are you for? What life is that you are talking about? So everybody would forget. And unless they have their own destiny, they have their own prarabdha. And otherwise, they will, whatever you will earn, sometimes people earn for 10 generations that they can go on eating and not work hard. But they will get spoiled when they get money without any working for it. And they will get damaged themselves also. they will not really elevate. They will never become Krishna conscious if so much wealth is work, hard work. So why we should work like a donkey, as you say, and do let there is a letter. Poot kaput to kyo dhana sanche, poot saput to kyo dhana sanche. If poot is saput, he will earn by himself, and if it's kaput, he will, whatever is there, he will ruin everything. Why to work so hard? So you work, people used to work like many businessmen. They work for natya, potya, dhotya, lavotya, 4, 5, 10 generations. I have to see this. I have to see my grandson, great-grandson, great-great-grandson. Well, what is the use? Neither you have seen him, nor he has seen you, nor you recognize. And we are all separate. We all have our own destiny. Even wife and husband, people think that we will live for 7 generations together in some cinema it shows. But not even for that generation. Either they will separate or separate by death. It would be separated. You could only, you become Krishna conscious. May be possible that you could go back home, but both death is separated and everybody has their own destiny. So why to work so hard? If it comes by automatically by your some good activity, then use it for Krishna consciousness. I'm not saying that just throw the wealth if it is coming. I mean, say if it is, then use it 50% for Krishna consciousness. You give it as Sanatan Goswami or Rupa Goswami has told us, but even at least 10%. That Christians they follow. Give it what people don't want to give. I am here in India, but people come and give rotten notes, broken, some notes which don't work. One time, maybe 1 rupee or 2 rupees. You want to take care of them, take so much I did. And nobody wants to take 1 or 2. That is the way. So people have been degraded to such an extent now that to help or ask for support is very difficult. But anyway, whatever it is, we just go on our, with our activity, with preaching and talking to the people and bringing them, at least they could listen to holy name. So we run Prabhupada's tape of chanting all day, almost like 16 hours a day, from morning till night time. And some whatever kirtan that we could do or talk about our diti darshan or arti. But this thing that is not my blood is not flowing. We think that my blood is there and I and child is the same. And child has his own destiny. Child may be your enemy also. Wife may be your enemy also. You have done something and to repay that, they come as your son or wife or something. Or brother or some, whatever it may be. I could tell some stories on that, but there is no point. You understand that it could be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no, a very beautiful answer, very beautiful. Certainly, I have seen this example, as you said, poot, kaput, tukyodhan, sanche. I have seen this example, Prabhuji, where we have seen people leaving millions to their kids. And back in Italy, I was back in Italy, and in this city, this billionaire group, he was billionaire like 15 years ago, and his kids really just put everything into the earth. Yeah, so we have seen these examples for sure. Yeah, examples to talk. Yeah, Prabhuji, and I agree. When we give them, actually, when my kids, do the aarti, they do Tulasi aarti, they do Narasimha aarti, that gives you real satisfaction. That's for sure. That's for sure. Otherwise, otherwise we are just running behind something that is not there. A mirage. That's what Prabhuji Srila Prabhupada says. A mirage. That's what we do run behind. And as you said, I think your phone call came in.
Phone calls.
So please, any other questions or comments?
Yes. So Prabhuji, we have our Jyoti Mataji. Hare Krishna Jyoti Mataji, Nanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Dhanvat Pranam Maharajji. My question to you is, as I read Srila Prabhupada's books more and more, I often see that he always come to one point that preach that we are soul and we are not body, and another is the sense gratification. So he kept these two things at very core. So while we preach or while we give our message, these are the two things we have to emphasize most. Is that Srila Prabhupada meant? Could you please share about this or teach what could we do more?
That is a very nice question. Thank you, Jyoti Mataji, for asking. Yeah, we are a spirit soul. Not that we have to teach, but many people in India, that's why Bharata Bhumi Tehla Manusha Janmayar Janma Sarthakke. We understand that we are this soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That we have to tell in some way or another, not an unpalatable way, that body is there is like a vehicle, or it's like a strong boat that could take your soul back home, back to Godhead. If you have a nice captain and the prayer to Krishna, that he will, nice breeze, that it will push our boat to the shore of Krishna's, our real home. This is not our real home. We try to make our real home. It's like a sand castle. Once a big wave come and that castle would be gone away. Although we think that it may be there for even 100 years, so what? It is going to go away. So you preach that and sense of gratification, that is whatever fruitive result, enjoying the putting the sense, you could change that. You could put that same senses like in a different way. So you teach the people that you want to eat palatable food, offer chapan bhog to Krishna and eat that. If you want to listen Krishna songs, Krishna's movies, so many videos and movies are there about Krishna and child Krishna and little Krishna and so many ways that you could entertain. Why you have to go through brothels and this drinking places and prostitution and everything is there in Krishna consciousness. Nothing is deficient, but provided that we understand that through scripture, through sadhu, through guru. So we have to understand, we have to take it. There is some education you have to take. Otherwise, we are like a dvipad the pashu. So education, you take it to go. But what about after death? You have to understand that body which is born is going to die, is going to get finished. So what is, how I could take care of that? What I should do? You study for 25 years so that you could earn, you could get a better job and earn money. But that is just for the body. But you have to see that what would be our destination after death? Who we are? If we don't know who is God? What is my relationship? Who are all these people that making me cry or that making me laugh? But that laughing is very temporary. Shreyas and prayas. One has to understand that there is something that is called shreyas, that is ultimate good. And this other thing is immediate gratification. But we have to put our in the something that will be ultimately good, not for quickly. Right? You may like somebody is a diabetic and you are eating rasgulla and gulab jamun and so on, but you will suffer later on. So you have to know through doctor or through some literature. Same thing that after death there is so much hellish condition is awaiting for you. Just like Narad Muni told this hunter Pragrari that you are killing them half dead. Why don't you kill them completely so they don't suffer? Otherwise, you have to suffer like, and he showed him practically in front of his eyes that these animals are becoming human being and killing him, and he's becoming all those animals one by one. So hundreds of lifetimes that he has to take again and again birth, and these animals are and killing him. And he was terrified. Oh, what should I do? Please give me shelter. And he says that throw away your bow and arrow and make a hut and chant, put a tulsi plant, just like Haridas Thakur did for this prostitute who came to allure him. So same thing, the teachings are very, very strong and it is very practical. We see, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given in his practical life everything. So if we have to read those, good, and understand Tadvidhi Pranipatyana Pariprash, ask the questions like you are asking. It's very nice that you are asking this question. But how to apply it, it's not Gyan and Vigyan. Some of them. Yeah, and so it's not just knowledge, but practical application in the life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. That's why it is a PhD, higher study than even Bhagavatam. So I hope that it answers your question. Yes, desires are there, but everything should be, desire should be in line of Krishna consciousness. You get married, you earn the money, you get education, you get children, everything, but it should be Krishna conscious, not unconscious, not without Krishna. Krishna should be in the center of our all the activity.
Eternally grateful to you, Maharajji. Thank you so much. Eternally grateful to you, Maharajji. Thank you so much for the answer.
Okay. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you for your teachings. Yes. Yes.
It's a Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna Prabhupada's teachings. I am just an instrument. Just reciting what he has given us or given me. Okay, so thank you, Prabhupada. So there are other hands, and let us.
Yes, there is our Radharaman Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Radharaman Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very so, nice to touch.
I'm glad always... that you came. You came and we discussed. These are simple, but it is everywhere repeated again and again. The same thing, same instruction. It's not that Bhagavad Gita teaches us the same thing, so Upad is teaching us the same thing, Chaitanya Charitamrita is teaching the same thing. So we read so many stories that no sense gratification is the cause of our degradation. These are the teachings that we have to serve Krishna and his devotees. And we have to chant. That are the teachings. So you understand. And if you have any questions, but thank you for joining us.
Yep. Thank you, Maharaj. Thanks for giving your association. I know it's time difference and all these other difficulties you have, and you're also managing the temple there, but thank you so much for giving your association. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Radharaman Prabhuji, for joining us. So, dear devotees, if anybody has any other questions, any comments, please go ahead. It is the last minute call.
Yes.
So thank you so much. As everybody's okay. saying that class is beautiful, even in the comments, Prabhuji, there is a comment from Sindhu Rao Mataji. She's saying, or Prabhuji, she's saying, it's a very beautiful class and very beautiful session. And it was very beautiful. I personally loved it. So many examples, so many quotes you quoted from Shastras. It was really nice. You know, it's a kind of when you're trying to sleep at the wrong time and then somebody comes and shakes you and wakes you, it's that kind of a class. So I personally loved it. So thank you so much. So dear devotees, if nobody has no questions and comments, we will end the class here. Let us pray our big senses. Vancha, Vesha, Kripas, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. Jai. Srishi Prabhu Ji Ki Jai.
All glories to the community.
Thank you so much, Prabhu Ji.